Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
You know something, loving day. Got a good friend of mine on the air right now. His name is Robert Gluck. Robert is an attorney, and he does the Marchman Act. He does personal injury. He does defense attorney or defense, criminal defense. Robert's a great guy, and not only is he a great attorney, but he is a great musician follower. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, John. How are you?
Good, man. So hey, listen, let's start this out appropriately. What was the last band you seen?
The last show that I saw was John Mayer playing with Dead & Company in New York City.
Nice.
And it was a great show. John Mayer has mastered the artistry of the deceased and loved Jerry Garcia and has really come on with the band, and they've recreated themselves with a bunch of 70-year-olds plus John Mayer.
Yeah.
They sound amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I watched some of the live stuff that they've done. And he is amazing. And you know something? Did you see? By the way, did you see that interview with him? And he was talking about how he gets on stage and he feels like the spirit of Jerry's with him. Did you see that?
No, I missed it.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be surprised.
Great...
He really studied. He studied. Where was that?
It was in New York City, or yeah, it was New York City, or it was in Connecticut. I think they did something in Connecticut too.
Yeah, well, he does have the spirit of Jerry in him.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
he definitely does. So that's the last bit of music that I saw, and thank God. On a sad note, you know, my daughter almost just missed being at that music festival in Las Vegas. God rest the soul of all those people. That terrible tragedy. But there was a music festival the week before she was at in Vegas, and that crazy shooter was planning on attacking that festival, but he couldn't get a hotel room.
Wow.
So he ended up
waiting
a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then he was also looking at another music festival, looking at some... Yeah, so it's crazy. That's gun control, a whole other issue, not to be covered tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about current events, you know, in the whole news thing, what do you think about the whistleblower, Joe?
So this is the case of the head of the DEA and Distribution Enforcement Division that got chased out of office by Congressman Marino, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's the one.
Yeah, so that's a whole crazy story. So it turns out that, from what I understand, the distributors of these drugs knew that they were distributing enough pain medication to a pharmacy, for example, in a town that had a population of 2,500. They were distributing enough pain meds for a town of 3 million. And these distributors knew it. And they were basically licensed drug dealers. And, the chain drug stores are all involved. And all of their money corrupted Congress. And they chased out the head enforcer for no reason other than he was too good at his job. And then all the people that worked in the DEA, all the lawyers, all the agency, all took jobs in the drug industry. And then they helped persuade the legislatures to write the law that changed everything. So that's what's going on. And then the crazy thing is the Congressman Marino gets appointed drug czar for a day after all that happened. For a day.
Yeah.
So they were the cause of the crisis that we had here in South Florida. These distributors that were being allowed to distribute to these clinics in West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale and Miami, the OxyContin, how many hundreds of thousands of pills, and nobody questioned it. So the law that they had, they passed this law that basically made it impossible to prosecute the distributor. So they made themselves immune from prosecution in this law that's hopefully going to get, and it was thrown into a bill at the very last second, and it was just a tragedy, and that's what's caused all these deaths, because if you cut off the source of the pills, it wouldn't have happened.
got 144 people a day that are dying now from opioid overdoses. You know, when you take this big number of 144 a day, I mean, it's more than car accidents, it's more than gun violence, it's more than, I mean, listen, it's a staggering number. And when you look back over the history of this and you start to look at, you know, the beginning of the whole 60 Minutes interview, they started out with, you know, Big Pharma saying, you know, Big Pharma saying, hey, listen, this is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's non-addictive. Everything's going to be okay. It is the new wonder drug, and there's no addictive side effects.
Yeah, you know, from 2001, that's exactly what they said.
Exactly. You know, it's insane, man. It's insane.
But now that they shut off the flow, after all of this has gone on and the distributors aren't distributing millions of pills to these little pharmacies in Arkansas, has it gotten better? I don't know.
No, it has not. It's gotten worse because now people are going to the black market and going to heroin.
That's the difference, because it forced it shut off that valve. People are searching for the next best thing. And the next best thing that's cheaper. And that's what a lot of these folks that we end up doing Marchman Acts on are doing it for that reason. It's cheaper than the pills, and they can't get the pills anymore.
And here's the thing that
are there still people that are addicted to the pills, or are we mostly dealing with heroin and fentanyl here?
The opioid crisis is still alive and well. And there's still, you know, pill mills out there that are still handing out the prescriptions. And the doctors are handing out the prescriptions and the pharmacies. Now, are they making changes? Absolutely. Is it like the wild, wild west? It absolutely is, in my opinion, you know. So, I mean, here's the reality. You go through this and you see, I mean, every day, Robert, I go online and I'm looking and I see loved one after loved one after loved one posting, hey, I lost my son, I lost my brother, I lost my daughter, I lost a family member. And so what I continuously see in this thread is we did everything that we could possibly do. Now, not a lot of states have the Marchman Act. You can give a brief synopsis on what the Marchman Act is, so that way people understand what their legal obligations are here in the state of Florida to be able to help somebody if they want to.
Well, with all the political stuff we were just talking about, what we're left with is people either are going to get the pills or they're going to get to the heroin, but either way, they're going to be addicted and they're going to need help. So what the Marchman Act does, it allows a family member to, and it's only in Florida, not in any other state, unfortunately, but Hal S. Marchman got this law passed in Florida, and it says that if someone's unable to handle their own affairs due to a drug addiction or alcohol, not mental health, but drugs or alcohol only, and that becomes an issue when people are dual diagnosed, but if as a result of a drug or alcohol addiction they're unable to handle their own affairs, a family member can hire me. I step in. We bring them in front of a judge, we force them into a detox, we force them into treatment, and we save a life, hopefully. And the key is, it does go before a judge, and we do have to show that there's good cause to believe that they're unable to handle their own affairs, and it's usually pretty easy. These folks are pretty far gone. By the time their family member comes to me for help, it's pretty obvious as soon as the judge gets a look at them that they've got an issue and that they need detox and treatment. And most of the time they concede it. As soon as they see I'm there ready to litigate that, we have the hearing, we're ready to go, they usually just say, okay, I'll go to treatment. And that's what we do. We try and save lives one case at a time. But a lot of people can't afford to hire me is the sad thing. But I'm happy to help those that can and those that can't. I give them free advice. I tell them how to get the package from any clerk's office in all counties in Florida. And they can, you know, muddle their way through it with the help of the clerk or hire a lawyer to do it easier. But in any event, the ultimate goal is to get in front of a judge and force them into treatment if they won't go voluntarily.
So that way people know, as we're talking right now, there is an option to be able to help legally here in the state of Florida. If you have a loved one that's suffering, you can give them help. you can go to Robert, give them your email or your website so that way they know where to go.
Well, it's robertgluck.com. That's my name, like good luck, robertgluck.com. And my, you know, or they can call the office at 877-GLUCK-LAW, or they can look online on the internet. Robert Gluck, my offices are in Plantation and in Naples. There's a handful of lawyers that do Marchman Acts, not very many. Some charge significantly higher fees than my firm does, but many folks can't even afford my fees, and I understand that. So if anyone has an issue with a loved one that's in need of treatment under the Marchman Act, I'll certainly tell you what you need to do if you can't hire me. And that's a public service that I end up giving to 90% of the people that call. But I understand why. They spent so much money on treatment for these people over the years, and these are the families of the parents that have spent their retirement money to keep their kids alive, and it's sad. And I understand.
The other aspect of this too is that everybody across the board, one time or another, always at the end. It might not be so much at the beginning of active addiction, but I know at the end of active addiction, everybody has consequences, and some of them are criminal. And one of the things that I want people to understand is that Robert has been around that arena for many, many years and started the very first drug court in South Florida in Miami, and is able to help in that way too. See, I think that if you have somebody that can navigate the system, you can also get help that way too. If you get in front of the right judge on a criminal matter and you know it's a possession charge and you want treatment, there's ways to be able to work that out through the court systems too. Is that correct, Robert?
Right, because almost there's the same hammer that you want to have over someone's head in a criminal case if they got arrested for a charge, that the punishment might be some sort of probation with treatment for a drug addiction. That the power of that is if they violate or they don't comply with treatment, they could go to jail. So you're hoping as the criminal defense lawyer, if they're guilty of the crime and the best thing to do or the right thing to do for them legally is to negotiate a plea and get them on probation with treatment, you hope that the treatment will, with the threat of jail if they violate, will force them to comply. Same effect with the Marchman Act. If they don't comply with the Marchman Act, you'd have a judge issue a rule to show cause and have them held in contempt of court, and they would go to jail for violating the Marchman Act order to stay in treatment. So you can, without having to wait for them to get arrested or end in jail, you can do the Marchman Act, which is almost a mirror image of drug court without the criminal case.
Ah, okay, that's very cool.
What it is. Yeah,
oh, very
so
cool.
I could do both,
right.
And if they get arrested, I can represent the family. The family can hire me to represent their loved one, and then if it's appropriate, treatment can go through the criminal case. And then, of course, John, when I'm not doing Marchman Act cases and saving people's lives, I'm helping people that get rear-ended on their way to their Marchman Act lawyer's office, and then I help them with their personal injury case in addition to everything else. Because I want to be a full-service law firm.
Listen, and here's the other thing. If you know, just to keep everybody up to date on current events, Robert now believes in the power of prayer.
Yes, yeah. I do. I believe in the power of prayer because my friend John Hollis put in a word with God for me right before I went to trial about a month and a half ago on a case that Travelers Insurance offered $100,000 on. That was an auto accident case. And John knows what happened because right after I got a jury verdict of $1.2 million, I called John and said, thank you, John, because of your prayer, I won. And I know that was it because the last thing I did before I started to prepare for the trial is I saw John's post that said that he put in a prayer for me. So whatever God you prayed to, it worked. So that's the guy.
This is good stuff. You know, if you're tuning in, we're talking with attorney Robert Gluck. And, you know, here's the cool part. Not only has it turned into a great friendship over the years, and not only was he my criminal defense attorney at one time, but it's turned into a great, great friendship, and, you know, he's been been there for myself and rockers in recovery and my family, and just a great guy, and highly recommend Robert and his services, but most importantly as a friend. One day at a time, he supported me in a huge way, and I never really publicly said it, but thank you, Robert. You're a great guy.
Thank you, John, and for everything that you've done with Rockers in Recovery and everything you've done for the addiction community to really help everyone and to be a sounding board for people and to be a resource for people, to help people and to find them the place that they need to be over all these years after you've struggled with your own recovery. And you've made a difference in other people's lives, so you've contributed a lot to this community, and I thank you on behalf of my community, because I grew up and was born and raised down here, and you've saved a lot of lives down here helping people.
Well, we appreciate that, man. And, hey, listen, all glory to God, but one of the things I do know is if you don't put the footwork in, none of that can happen. It's just like yourself, you know what I mean? You go out there, you give back to your community, and it's a footwork, and you take it as it comes, and in the end, we're helping people, and that's what, we're supposed to be doing. That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
So
I agree.
So, well, listen, in the end, we are going to be having us a party, and that's November 10th and 11th, and it's going to be at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, and it will be November 10th and 11th, and Robert will be at both events. So come hang out with us. He's going to talk a little bit about what he does, but most importantly, he's there to answer questions. If you have any questions in regards to helping a loved one, he will be there for both nights, or both days.
John,
so you got
I've
November.
Been practicing. I've been practicing. Can I do a cymbal solo? I'd like to do a cymbal
absolutely.
Solo.
Absolutely. Have you seen that commercial? Is that hilarious, that commercial?
The one with the little bell.
the triangle.
That's what I was thinking of. The triangle, exactly. I was thinking I could do that with my 877 Gluck Law t-shirt on, but it's a crazy thought. Who would want to see a t-shirt that said 877 Gluck Law?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious, dude. And he's a great comedian, too. He does stand up also. So, hey, listen, again, November 10th and 11th at the 101 Club. Come on out, hang out with us. It's in Pompano Beach, Florida. We got a great, great lineup of bands. And at the end of the night, we're going to have the Rockers in Recovery All-Star Band with special guest Peter Keys from Lynyrd Skynyrd is going to be playing. They're going to do about an hour set. And, but again, all through the day, we got some great rock and roll bands, November 11th. The night before, on the 10th, it's really a meet and greet for the community. Anybody in South Florida is welcome. It's free. There's a full sit-down dinner and hangout, and, you can just kind of listen to what's going on in the community and get some information, maybe to help a loved one. And there's some music from Sobriety Unplugged. So we're looking forward to having both of those events and having Robert there. And if you're tuning in tonight, you want more information, Robert, what's your website again? Just so they know, it's robertgluck.com, correct?
Yes, it is. Or they can just Google my name and they'll find my website right away. Or 877 Gluck Law, 24 hours a day. And I do the Marchman Act cases. I do the criminal defense cases. And, of course, I do my personal injury cases that help subsidize all the free legal advice I give out on all the Marchman Act cases. So that's my service to the community.
Very cool, man. We appreciate it, Robert, and thank you for being on the show. We look forward to doing more with you and the whole legal aspect and just getting on and talking about the, cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the event. I'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, brother. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Robert Gluck, have a great night.
Thanks.
Guys. John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. Check out rockersinrecovery.com. I want to thank, of course, all of the people that make Rockers in Recovery possible, the media aspect of this. We're going into 2018 very rapidly. It is the 10-year anniversary of Rockers in Recovery. Rockers in Recovery started in 2008. It is going on our 10-year anniversary. We want to thank everybody out there that has supported Rockers in Recovery. We also want to take the time to let you know that through 2018 and moving forward, you know, we put on 29, this will be our 29th musical production since 2011. Rockers in Recovery, 9 times out of 10, puts on these events, and they're free to the community, and we make them open to everybody. And in the end, we make no money. Everybody's like, well, you're making a bunch of money off this. No, there's no money being made on free concerts. And in the end, what we normally do is have, of course, a deficit that is covered by the radio and media aspect of the company, which is Rockers in Recovery Radio and Productions. So that being said, after 29 of them, we feel that moving forward, we really need to concentrate on making Rockers in Recovery media healthy. So that way, maybe one day we can return to doing free stuff for the community and make a difference. And we hope that you tuning in, listening to shows, and coming online for free access to people like Robert and other folks that we can turn you on to, it's going to help you in the long run, or help your family member in the long run, or help the community in the long run. Well, that's the new direction. So please, go to rockersandrecovery.com, and on the right-hand side, you're going to see 2 downloads. One of them is for, of course, both are for the Rockers in Recovery live stream radio station. We ask you please to download and send your friends to download, too. You can do it on iPhone. You can do it on Android. Everything is right there. And tune in with us. Hang out with us. Let your friends know about us. And most importantly, have a blessed night. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. And I am going to choose a song tonight from a gentleman that I really, really care about. His name is Paul Wilson. Great friend of mine. And all it really takes is a song that Paul wrote with some friends. So you guys check it out. God bless. It's been a great evening spending it with my friends. Thanks.
It all came down just like a slow motion crash. Can't remember the details, they all went by so fast. Now I know I made a few mistakes. I guess that's all it really takes. When the work slowed down and things began to slide, started drinking in the day, looking for a place to hide. I came home one night, found my bags outside the door. I guess she didn't want me there no more. I didn't realize how much my life changed on that day. I was watching my whole world slowly slip away. The will is strong until it breaks. I guess that's all it really takes. I did odd jobs and hung out down at the bar. Got wasted every night, sleeping out back in my car. I staggered down late one night, my car was gone. I knew it was time for moving on.
Days passed and I learned the way of the streets, where they'll cut you for a buck and take the shoes right off of your feet. But the others were just like me. We all had to live our fate. I guess that's all it really takes. I couldn't understand how I let it all slip away. I missed my old life, missed it more each day. The will is strong until it breaks. I guess that's all it really takes. Weeks turned into months, but the booze just blurred the time. Panhandling on the corner with my Jesus loves you sign. Someone told me I could change. There were steps I could take. The idea made my soul just ache. So I went to a meeting, told myself it was just to see. When I heard their stories, I knew they were just like me. I found a place where I felt safe, and that is what it really takes. I'm so glad I realized that I could change my way. Old places and people, I had to put them away. A few new friends and one good book, and that is what it really took. A few new friends and one good book. By the grace of God, it took.
Hey, Tim Ryan here with the Man Recovery Foundation. Just got in from Arkansas. Want to let you know, Rockers in Recovery is having a big event November 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, Florida. Going to have a ton of music, fellowship. I have the opportunity to come down. I get to speak, share a little bit of hope. Really excited about this event. So if you are in the Florida area, Palm Beach down to Miami, Lake Worth, whatever, head to the 101 Club. Starts at 2 in the afternoon, $10 entrance fee. Come on in, share some fellowship. Again, I will be speaking there. Really honored to be able to come in and be a part of this. If you want to follow me, you can check us out on Facebook, From Dope to Hope, or check out our foundation, www.amirf.org, or for my full-time career, I'm a National Outreach Director for Transformations Treatment Center out of Delray Beach. We will also be a sponsor for this event. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.